Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls all over the world.
And everyone in between, we are joined in studio with Truth. And what you just heard was Pass Me By, video release. Great song. Get into it. How are you feeling considering that it's all just dropped?
Yeah, feeling really good about it. Yeah, the video just dropped about an hour ago.
Yeah, we're hot on the press. You can watch it.
That was my second time now watching it, because I watched it once when I came in this morning, and then I just watched it again now, and they've been great both times. So highly recommend for everyone out there.
Replayability, amazing.
Yeah, exactly. So, we'll start with the video. What was the process like, I guess, first of all, for making the song? It was part of the EP that you dropped recently. Mm-hmm. So we'll start with that. What was the process like for this track in particular?
Well, the sort of listeners that know Truth probably know us as more of a dubstep kind of act.
Yeah.
Whereas this EP that was released came out, it was actually like July last year now. So
July
a wee while
year.
Ago, yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
But it's all sort of 170 BPM. Mm-hmm. So some drum and bass, some sort of halftime.
Yeah.
Which is a bit of a different direction for us. We've always released a little bit of that stuff, but not a full release.
Yeah.
But it was just really good timing with, you know, the pandemic and all that kind of stuff going on. Why not just have a bit more creative freedom and just make something that we, you know, that's just fun and different.
Yeah.
And then as far as the music, the video is concerned, we were really lucky to get funded by NZ On Air.
Shout out.
Big up to them. We've had these guys, James and Johnny, who actually, we met them because they were doing a documentary series called The Unorthodox, which is on TVNZ, but it was following a bunch of New Zealand artists or business people or creatives trying to make it big in the States.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
It was a really, really interesting series. They had like a chef on there. They had like a designer, they had a skater, and they were like, we'd love to get you guys because Dre, the other guy in Truth, lives in the States. I'm in New Zealand. It's like tying the two together so perfectly.
Works out great.
So that was really cool. And they actually won some awards for the cinematography and the direction of that as well, which was pretty dope. And so they were like, look, we'd love to make a music video at some point in the future.
Awesome.
If the opportunity arises, hit us up. So the opportunity arose. We thought of them first because they were a pleasure to work with. For one, and super creative. Some of the shots they've created for the documentary are just like so dope. Like cutting between shots of Dre in the States and me in New Zealand, like seamlessly. And
cool.
Anyway, so we thought, this would work really well. They came to us with this concept, which was basically, he was like, okay, picture the Winnebago out of Breaking Bad, like cruising down the, like, you know, the highway and in the desert. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, okay, now picture that, but in like New Zealand.
Yeah.
And so there's these two dudes, they want to go and like create some beats. Instead of cooking meth, they're like making beats in a caravan in the forest.
Cooking up, yeah.
Yeah.
Cooking beats instead of meth. Good.
Yeah.
And so they had all these ideas and they really sold it. And it was just like, yeah, okay, cool. That sounds dope. Nothing like anything we would have come up with. So, which is cool because, I mean, you know, when you make music or create anything, you're obviously quite... Well, you're very self-critical.
Of course,
but also you like what you've made because otherwise you wouldn't have made it. But you can't really go around and say like, this tune is amazing, I love it, blah, 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 because people think you're a cunt.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say that, but too late now.
Well, you know, it's all good.
it's a compliment in New Zealand. Anyway.
It is, exactly.
This is true. I wish I would say that every single time I would say that word. But we've just come off the back ass of, see, I just swore. We've just come off the back of festival season. We've gone to so many, you've played so many. So how are you feeling? Do you feel fatigue after festival season? And give us your highlights from the time that has been.
Festival season was a massive like release of pent up energy, so that was really dope. I did quite a few, I mean more than Truth would usually do in over summer in New Zealand.
Yeah.
But obviously nothing in Australia, which is usually where I do most of my festivals. So over New Year's we did quite a bunch, like Rhythm and Alps, Northern Bass, Twisted Frequency, Ohm, and both the Bay Dreams festivals.
Nice.
And then a bit later on, Electric Avenue was kind of was the big highlight there. You guys, we saw each other at
we sure did
Nostalgia as well.
Yeah,
where I wasn't doing anything with Truth, but PZ and Craig Shaw asked me to jump on the sax for their set.
It was sick. It was sick. As soon as that sax came out, everyone was like, oh my God. I just saw like a crowd of people like, there's a sax coming out?
Enamored.
Yeah, it was so cool.
Actually, in fact, there was one festival the night before that I played up in near Takaka.
Oh, yeah.
Which was a friend who unfortunately passed away, and it was his memorial thing, but it was like this big, ended up being quite a big gathering of people. And so I came straight from that, jumped on the plane, pretty much came straight to the festival.
Oh my goodness.
That was my state, which was actually pretty good considering.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah, definitely.
So yeah, I mean, festival season was epic.
Awesome.
And yeah, Electric Avenue was a big highlight.
Yeah, definitely. It was really cool. I feel like it now has this weird aura too, because it was like, it was the last festival, literally the day before. Everyone gets this beep on their phone.
During my set.
Did you get it during your set?
Oh my goodness.
It's
like flashing and vibrating on the desk. I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah.
I was so annoyed how Josh and I had left.
We left like 5 minutes before that happened.
I would have loved to have heard the crowd, just the beeping notification noise wave across the entire festival.
The reactions. It's funny because, you know, obviously Christchurch is a small city and... I was outside the school picking up my daughter from school the other day, and Callum was there, the guy that runs that festival, picking up his daughter, and my mum was there as well, because she was picking up my daughter, and I was picking up my son, because they had various activities to go and do.
So
I'm chatting to Callum, and then my mum turns around and starts talking, and then she mentions Electric Avenue, and she's like talking about it, but she doesn't know who he is, so she's just like asking him all these vague questions, and he's like, we did do blah, 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 and she's like, I wonder how they blah, 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 and he's like, so we did this, and that. And she's like, just didn't click the whole time.
Yeah. I am the bay you speak of.
I love that. That's the beauty of Christchurch right there, is that you can really just be doing something, you know, like picking up your kids, and you'll be like, oh, that's that person that runs that festival I went to.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
It is. We should ask about what your future plans are for the year with this drop. I'm sure that there's so many more to come. Released, I hope.
There's a lot more to come. The big thing that Truth has been working on is our new album.
Awesome.
Which is coming out probably in May or June. It depends. Cool. Because we produce vinyl for our releases. That can either speed things up or slow them down. Usually it slows them down.
Yeah.
We're really stoked with it. It's a bit of a... It's a fully dubstep album, but it's sort of a deeper, more melancholic, more melodic kind of excursion for us.
Fantastic.
And originally, we wrote it as an EP, and then it kept growing and growing to the point where it's like, well, Spotify is going to classify this as an album. First.
Yeah.
Secondly, we should release this as an album.
It's less contrived.
It's more like came naturally. It seems like our most natural piece of music we've made.
Awesome.
And we've got this amazing artist on board to do the cover art, which I know usually isn't everything, but this guy...
I love the cover art. I think it's underrated, the value of a good cover art.
And this guy's... it's funny because we've been, as a sort of group within Truth, and our management talking about this NFT thing since about December last year, kind of thing.
I've been on it.
And so we've been talking about this shit. I know, it's crazy, right? And it's like, oh, this isn't going to blow up. And then all of a sudden, it blows up.
And then suddenly it's just like, people are making like tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars off this.
The guy we're working with who's done the art is one of those guys who's been making like 10
$1,000 Truth NFTs?
I mean, I assume that will have to happen at some point.
Yes.
But
That's so cool. That's what the T stands for.
Yeah, right, exactly. Non-fungible truths.
Non-fungible truths.
So this guy, all of a sudden, just as we've been working on this project, also just got crazy busy with the NFT world.
Yeah.
He's actually got a drop on, I think it's... What's it called? That big one, Nifty Gateway.
Oh, yeah.
With Android Jones, who's like quite an artist. So it's kind of like, but come on, keep doing our artwork as well, dude.
I know you're making crazy money off Ethereum right now, but like, I want my cover art,
Amazing. Well, gosh. Thanks for coming into the studio. Is there anything else you want to impart to the listeners before we sign off?
Listeners. Well, I just want you guys to all have an awesome day. That's the main thing I'd like to impart on everyone today.
What a wonderful way to end. Yeah. Well, thank you very much. You guys can watch that video right now. Is your YouTube channel just called Truth?
Cool. I think it's Truth NZ or Truth Music.
Perfect.
And it's on our Facebook page too. Oh. Instagram story. IGTV.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Easy. So many places to find it. I'm sure they will.
Exactly.
Thank you very much.
Lovely.